Hi there, my name is Ann Angela Webb, also known as the Animal Intuitive, and this is a special mini bite episode of the Animal Intuitive Show. This is a clip taken from a larger discussion. I just wanted to give you these kind of quick short bites that you can take in. So, over my over 14 years of experience being a professional animal communicator, I've been communicating with animals all my life, but didn't know what it was until later on as I became an adult, and then I became a professional animal communicator. But over the years, I've been asked many similar questions, and I'm answering many of those during this series. And one of them that comes up is, are you a pet psychic? It's interesting because the word psychic, I think, has a few different connotations. And I think that yes, technically, if you're to look at maybe what the traditional definition of what a psychic is, which would be using telepathy to communicator to gain information has to do with what animal communication would be, which is that I'm understanding what an animal is feeling and what an animal's thinking, so I can converse with them without using words out loud, obviously. So in that sense, yes. But I don't actually love the term pet psychic, and this is just my opinion, and I'm not putting anyone down who chooses to use that term to describe themselves. That's their business. But for me, I don't love it, and this is why. It's because to me, I think there's also a connotation with the word psychic that indicates that you have the ability to predict the future. And that is not something that I feel is a good idea, and I don't think that it's the role of an animal communicator. And the reason being that I think that that sort of realm of being able to predict the future with intention is dicey because the future can change with a drop of a hat. As an empath, as a sensitive, I might be able to have a sense of where a situation's going to go or how a situation's going to turn out if an individual was to continue on a certain path. And I can say that. But that doesn't mean that that isn't going to change. So that's why I don't use that word, because I think that it's just a little bit too much attached to that word. I'm wondering what your thoughts are, and please feel free to post them below and tell me what you think an animal communicator is, and if you have tried animal communication, and ask questions, and I will reply to those. And again, please like, subscribe, and share. It really means a lot. And if you want to reach me directly, you can find me at Ann with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Or my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much for being here, and God bless.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. I like my ears rub, I like my paws rub, I like my back rub, I like my tail. To relax, a massage and some snacks. It's my favorite thing to do. But if you really wanna know what I like, listen close. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly.